Hey guys, welcome to today's show. We have a Chris Norton doubleheader. If you have a subscription to the world famous Phil Henry Show website, you'll get both of these. One of them is a classic from the year 1999. But on today's show, Chris Norton comes on to promote, I believe, a new film that he has.
Yeah, this is Around the World in 69 Days.
Around the World in 69 Days, as only Chris can lay it out there for you. So he'll be on to promote that. Also, I believe he has a conversation with Bob Green about bringing Bob Meade on
I think it's the other way around.
Isn't it Green? One way or the other, they want to get Bob Meade to help promote the Bob Green's grocery store.
That's it, yeah.
Bob Meade, the great porn star, to promote. Okay. And then we have, as I mentioned, we have a classic, which is from 1999. It's Chris Norton talking about the apparently he was engaged at one time, right?
Yeah, he was engaged to a girl named Julie.
And he says, Julie, she provides all of the shopping and the housekeeping, and he provides the cess.
Anyway,
so let's listen, shall we? Relax, enjoy. It's Friday, baby. What could be better? The world famous Phil Henry Show. World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Here's one of my, this is why I like this song. No, what is it called?
Yes, this song's called No Ocean Here. Intelligent Life in Texas.
Intelligent Life in Texas, No Ocean Here. What, are you going to be a disc jockey here?
I don't have time to do a disc jockey show, Phil.
I'm not doing a disc jockey show. I just thought I'd listen to this song. All right, I want to, maybe we'll close the show with this, bud. I want to get Chris Norton on the phone here from Throb City Productions. And Chris has got a film that's coming out.
Chris has got a new movie, and this is one he's gotten Bob Meade out of retirement.
Is that right, Chris?
Yeah, we did. We were able to get Bob Meade out of retirement, but he's not going to star in this. He's going to play the air traffic controller.
Now, the name of this film is Around the World in 69 Days. Is that it?
Yes, that's film.
And you understand that, Phil, I'm participating in this under protest.
Well, Margaret, you're the entertainment person here.
Yeah, Margaret, just forget about the fact that it's a porn movie. I don't know that I can forget about the fact. First of all, the title, Chris, Around the World in 69 Days, obviously is offensive to some.
Well, the movie, Ms. Gray, is an adult film, okay?
Yeah, it's adult in nature.
I don't know.
Right, so, Around the World in 69 Days.
Well, what does that mean? In other words, what are you, in the 69 position?
Yeah, it's pretty much that's it. I mean, you are in the 69. But basically what it means is that I am going in a balloon, and I'm with Sidney Bressett. She's the actress who plays my girlfriend, and we're going to go on a balloon ride because we're going to have wine and cheese. Okay?
Right, you're going to have wine and cheese on your little balloon ride.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, the balloon goes, it gets blown away. And the air traffic controller is played by Bob Meade. And Bob Meade is going, the balloon's got to get blowed back. Well, excuse my language, I didn't mean to say blow, you know?
And okay, so there's a bunch of cornball jokes like that.
Yeah, and so the balloon gets blown away, and for 69 days, we are cast adrift. And for 69, so we have nothing else to do but to 69.
And you have nothing else to do but 69, is that what I heard?
Yeah. You know,
right, Margaret, if you don't want to be here...
No, I'm fine. I think the audience needs to hear from a sober and adult individual, as long as we're talking about adult films.
Well, Ms. Gray, I mean, it's not like I got into...
Margaret, the guy's an adult filmmaker. What are you going to do?
All right, so Around the World in 69 Days, and you spend all 69 days 69ing.
Yeah, that's pretty much my understanding.
Who asked...
Bud? No, that's right, Bud. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, I told Bud about the movie...
Well, I don't know. He just jumped in the middle of that. He jumped in the middle of it like he was my co-host.
We're all on the same page here, Margaret.
All right.
Yeah, my understanding was in talking to Chris, it's Around the World 69 Days, and they decide, well, there's nothing to do but 69.
Right, that's what happens. And the air traffic controller is played by Bob Meade. And when he realizes that we've been lost for 69 days, he tells everyone, it looks like, folks, they're going to be 69ing. You know, and I might as well. And he looks, there's a female air traffic controller, and they go into 69 right there in air traffic control.
Okay, so...
What?
Nothing, man. I think that's about it for the plot, huh?
Mr. Henry, I don't think I've ever been shy about telling you that my movies are thin on plot, but it's plenty of action. Okay, so in this movie, Around the World in 69 Days, me, Sidney Bressett, Bob Meat, and Dolores Twattinger.
What is her name? Dolores Twattinger? Yeah, she was in a couple of your movies, right?
Yeah, this is kind of almost like a reunion of a lot of the older actresses and all that older actor.
All right, so Dolores Twattinger.
Jesus. Yeah, Bob Meat, Dolores Twattinger, and Chris, and Res Rod. Is it, you're going by your stage name, right?
Yeah, I will be doing my stage name. I'm with Sidney Bressett.
All right, Cindy Bressett.
It's Cindy Bressett.
And,
no, it's Brexit.
No, it's Breasted, because it's Cindy Breasted, not Breasted, or Bressett.
Oh, man.
All right, I got the name. It's her, and it's you and her 69ing in a hot air balloon, and then Bob Meat and Dolores Twattinger are 69ing.
You know what, Mr. Henry? I could have taken this movie and just screened it on the wall of an alley and asked all the bums to, hey, would you all stop throwing up your wine for a second and take a look at a movie? That's what I should have done.
All right, I'm sorry, Chris. It's called Around the World in 69 Days. It's a film by Chris Norton as Rex Rod, co-stars Cindy Bressett.
Cindy Bressett.
Okay, Cindy Bressett and...
Why is that so hard for you to say, man?
Because we don't know if it's Bressett, or Brexit.
It's Bressett.
Bressett, okay.
Yeah. Man, oh, man, I might as well... You know what, Mr. Henry? I might as well take my whole career... Wipe with it, take a look at it, go, yep, that's a brown streak.
I'm sorry, man.
There he did. Go ahead.
Hey, Chris, you know, we have you on the show. Who else has you on the show?
I guess nobody.
All right, so you, Cindy Bressett, Dolores Twattinger, and Bob...
Fuck it.
Hey, man, watch that.
Sorry.
So, all right, Bud has an idea. Well, you knew that this was going to happen, right?
Yeah, Bud, you know, yeah, I knew it was going to happen. Bud wants to get in production, and he has an idea for... Bob Meat, once he's in retirement, he wants Bob Meat. Well, go ahead, Bud.
Yeah, my idea is to hook Bob Meat up with Bob Green and Bob and have them go into business, Bob Greens and Meats, and Bob Meats Misa Greens.
What do you think?
Oh, my God. You're not seriously considering that.
Yes, I am. I think it's a great... I think it's a million-dollar idea.
I think it's pretty good. And Bob Green is going to come on the line... I think, right, Bud?
Yeah, we got Bob Green here from Bob Green's Meats and Greens in Anaheim. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob Green here. Now, what is this idea that you guys wanted me to hear about?
Mr. Green, hi, my name is Chris Norton. I'm an adult filmmaker. I have a retired actor who is a legend in adult films named Bob Meat.
All right, I'm still listening.
Yeah, and we thought Bob Meat... Could go into business, at least in brand, go into the brand business. You would be Bob Meats, Meats and Greens, and Bob Greens, Greens and Meats.
Bob Meats what?
Yeah, let me do it.
Is that you, Phil?
Yes, it is, Bob.
Well, thank you. I didn't know. I thought I was on some other show.
No, it's me. The idea is to have Bob Meat, the retired Bob Meat, Meats and Greens.
Yeah, hi, Bob, Mr. Green. This is Bud Dickman.
Yeah.
And it would be Bob Meats, Meats and Greens, along with Bob Greens, Greens and Meats.
First of all, having second billing is no good.
All right, put him front. Put him first.
Oh, yeah, no, you'd be first. You'd be Bob Greens, Greens and Meats, and Bob Meats, Meats and Greens.
And this guy's name is what, Bob Meat?
Yes, sir, it's Bob Meat. And we think it's a million-dollar idea because it will bring in an unusual crowd for you.
It'll bring in an unusual crowd. It'll bring in a lot of people... That just got done.
Just got done what?
All three guesses.
So you're afraid it's just going to bring a lot of people who just got done spanking it?
It's going to bring in a lot of people that just got done knocking one off, and now they're coming into the store to what? Find something to eat? They got their underwear. They're half dressed. I don't know.
Well, first of all, that crowd you're talking about, they'd have to. How late would the store stay open?
Well, that's just it. The store would have to be open till like 2 a.m. to accommodate the people who just got done knocking one off.
I gotta keep my store open until 3 a.m. to accommodate people who just got done knocking one off after watching this movie I just heard about. What's Around the World in 69? And they get so they spank it or they have sex, and then they come into my store.
Yeah, and they're gonna go into Bob Meat's store.
Well, no, it's Bob Green.
Bob Green's Greens and Meats.
Bob Green's Meats and Greens.
Okay, and then Bob Meets Meets the Greens.
No, it would be Bob Greens Meets and Greens and Bob Meets Greens and Meets. I don't know. I don't know why I need this guy.
I think it's a million-dollar idea, Mr. Green. You should at least consider it and meet Bob and meet Bob Meat.
And what?
Meet Bob Meat.
Meet, in other words, meet Bob Meat.
What?
Meet the guy named Bob Meat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'd like to be there too to sort of facilitate it if I could.
And when am I supposed to meet this guy?
Anytime you say. You know, it could be next week or, you know, anytime you say.
All right, let's take a break and we'll continue this conversation on the other side of our break. It's Bob Green along with Chris Norton.
First of all, the guy.
Bob Green along with Chris Norton. You know, I've stayed clear of this conversation, you'll see. Yeah, I have. Margaret, look, sometimes this show gets involved in some things. I'm the conscience of this show.
That's exactly right, Phil.
I'm the conscience of this show. And when you get involved in some garbage, when you stick your face into a filthy garbage pail and go, yeah, when you do that, Phil, I'm there to say, how dare you?
Yeah, well, that is a good point, Mr. Henry.
Oh, get out of here. So, all right. So we're going to come back here with Bob Green and Chris Norton. What are the chances of getting this guy Bob Meat on?
Well, we had Bob Meat on, you know.
On a barbecue.
It's not funny, okay?
I'm sorry.
Get this guy Bob Meat on the phone.
Yeah, we'll get Bob Meat, who we did have on one of our other shows. Get him on with Bob Green and Chris Norton. And we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Hello, I'm Bob Meat. And yes, I'm the gentleman they're talking about. I thought I'd have a career in theater. I thought I'd have a career on the boards, as they say. I really felt that I could bring to audiences stellar performances, filling out classic characters. Instead, I'm on the screen on Chris Norton's films with the big you-know-what.
Very disappointing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But,
get a backstage pass.
Yes. Get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show. His website's philhenryshow.com. And enjoy that. And I'm stuck with the life that I chose. You have a choice. You can laugh or not. You can get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show, or you can sit there and be angry and sad. And you're just sitting in it.
Like they had an accident in their pants.
Yes.
The world famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn. Ain't that right, Bob?
Yeah, Jesus.
All right, welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Bob Green is with me. Chris Norton is with me. Bud, you're facilitating this. Margaret Gray, General Shaw. We're talking about a film called Around the World in 69 Days, the new Chris Norton film. And I think we're going to have Bob Meat on the line.
You got to do it. You got Bob. He's living in El Segundo right now.
Yeah, I know. Chris, Bud.
Yeah, Bob. Yeah, we got Bob Green.
Wait, hold on. Who is this guy? This is Bob Meat?
Yeah, this is Bob. This is Bob Meat.
Yeah, here's Bob. Here's Phil Henry.
Hello, it's Bob Meat.
Hi, Bob. We've spoken before.
Bob, it's Chris Norton. I'm very grateful for you to come on.
Well, I understand that there's a film. I know that you're promoting Around the World in 69 Days, right?
Yes, I am. But I have the gentleman, Bob Green, who would be in business with you for Bob Meats and Greens, and Bob Green, Green and Meat.
You know, Chris, with all due respect, if you'll allow me, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
By the way, I'm Bob Green, Mr. Meat. Oh, nice to meet you, sir. With all due respect, Chris, you talk like you've got a mouthful of garbage. This is how you sound. I don't understand anything you're saying.
I'm sorry, I mean.
Yeah, but when you're trying to communicate, and everything is.
Well, I'm just saying that, Bob, what we want to do.
My understanding is you want me to join Mr. Green in branding one of his grocery stores.
If I may, Bob, it's Phil Henry.
Yes.
Bob Green is here, and I'd like Bob to speak for himself, but he is the owner of a grocery chain, and it was Bud Dickman, who's my panelist.
Yes, Mr. Meat, hi, it's Bud Dickman.
Yes.
I would just say that my idea was to use your name on the storefront as Bob Meats, Meats and Greens, joins up with Bob Green, Green and Meat.
What does that mean, Green and Meat? Hi, Mr. Meat, this is Bob Green. Now, who was I talking to?
Yeah, I'm talking to Bud Dickman.
Where's Chris?
Chris Norton right here, Bob. But Bob Green is the man who owns the store.
I'm the guy you want to talk to. I'm the guy with the store. First of all, it would be Bob Green's Greens and Meats joins up with Bob Meats Meats and Greens. Yes. and we'd use your name. The store would stay open till 3 a.m. to accommodate people who've been out, people who've been watching adult films and not one off and are walking into their underwear again. I don't know, but that's the idea.
What about the idea? First of all, Bob, are you amenable to the idea of having Bob meet?
Bob, you sound like a great guy. I'd have to talk about it more.
I think I could organize a lunch.
Yeah, sure.
Wait, I'll organize the lunch.
Wait a minute. So what is it called again? These guys wanted to be Bob Greene's Greens and Meats joins up with Bob Meats, Meats and Greens.
That's what the billboard says?
What billboard?
Well, what does the signage say?
The signage says that. I don't know. It sounds pretty far out. I'd have to sit down and have a lunch or something. Well, let's have a lunch. Bud Dickman, could you be in touch with the principals?
Yeah, I'll be in touch with the principals, and we'll have a lunch.
Yeah, that's what I just said, so...
I'm here, too.
Yeah, that's great, Chris. I'm happy that you're here, Chris, but I'm talking to Bob right now. All right, so we'll do a lunch next week. I don't know what you think about Farley's. It's on Wilshire. I know Farley's.
I'm a wrestler. Look, around the world, 69 days, I'm 69ing.
Yes, I'm 69-2 with Dolores Twottinger, right?
That's right.
All right, I know that.
But I'm the director, so...
Let me talk to Bob Meat about having his name up on the... Bob Meats... I don't know.
So, anyway, we've got to do some promo of the movie, too.
Yes, I know that. Dolores Twottinger, Bob Meat. I'm not in the movie at all, okay? I understand. But, I mean, what are the odds that, I get a scene of this thing or something?
You're talking about you want to be in the movie?
Bob, you're saying you want to be in this adult film. Well, I think that as long as you guys want to use my name and you want to be up on a sign, why can't Bob Greene?
I mean, there's Mr. Greene, this is a professional enterprise, you know. Everyone that we have on screen can bring it, has the equipment to bring it.
Has the equipment to bring it. I think I got a fairly, you know.
Oh, so you think you size?
No, I don't, but I'm just saying, why can't you have... Cut to me, Bob Greene, who's the owner of Bob Greene's Meats and Greens, and the girl is already... Well, you're talking about it's around the world in 69 days?
Yeah, the film is around the world in 69 days.
Well, you could cut to me 69... I better not.
Bob, this is going to ruin your image. You got a family business there.
All right, never mind. God, all I want to do is try to have some fun. Hey, Bob, take it from me. I'd much rather be doing Shakespeare in the Park than a lot of this jive, dirty movies that I did with Chris Norton. Leave it at that.
Okay, I don't know what you guys just decided, but...
I don't either. Me neither.
Well, I mean, I got a movie coming up.
Oh, I know about your movie. All right, so you're going to have lunch with... You've agreed to this, Bob Meat.
I've agreed to Bob Meat.
That's your name.
Yes, I'm Bob Meat. I agreed to meet with Bob Greene.
All right, you don't think it's a good idea, Bob Greene?
You're talking to me, right?
Your name's Bob Greene.
What a dick, man. All right. I tell you what, when you organize this lunch, you all call me.
I'll get with you, Bob. This is Chris. Because we got to do press around the world in 69 days.
Yes, I understand.
All right, Bob, thank you very much, sir. Is he there?
Bob, you there?
Yes, I'm here. I understand.
That's so balled up, I can't... What are you looking at? I'm looking at you, wondering why you allowed that on your air.
Well... I think it's a great idea.
Are you kidding me? Bob Greene's Meats and Greens.
No, it's Bob Greene, Green and Meat.
Hey, Bud, say it right, man. Bob Greene's Greens and Meats and Bob Meats, Meats and Greens. It's Meats Up With. That's the dumbest name for a grocery store I've ever heard.
Well, I think it's worth a shot.
He's going into business. Going into business with an adult actor, an adult filmmaker. The store's going to stay open at 3 o'clock to accommodate people that just knocked one off or got done spanking it. Look at you, man. That's only in the Phil Hendry world.
Yeah, only in your universe, Phil, does this garbage take place. And I don't think any of it's funny. I think this is why you have to have explicit on all of your podcasts. This is why YouTube has people have to sign in as adults before they can listen to your podcast. This is why, Phil, you cut yourself out of the mainstream market.
Oh, my ass. This stuff isn't near as crude as a lot of stuff that other people do. Okay,
you don't see him now, folks, but you can tell the look on Phil's face is of sheer terror.
No, it's not. Okay, look, thank you to Bob Meat. I appreciate that very much, sir, for taking our call. Thank you, Chris Norton. Good luck with Around the World in 69 Days.
And that's with Dolores Twatinger, Bob Meat, Cindy Brestet, and Rex Rod. Yeah.
Okay. Good luck to all of them and from all of us. And that's groovy. Don't forget, this weekend we have our Saturday Cinema, and coming up we'll also have the Classic, and we'll also have, of course, Elcott, The Next Step, and we got a beautiful weekend ahead, and this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah.
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Sempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast 1.